Huge game, huge opponent in Aaron Rodgers. But before we get into that, Mark Vandermeer, voice of the Houston Texans, huge trip, going to sacred ground, Lambeau Field. I know you're excited.
Yes, hallowed ground indeed. And you know, Drew, even though the Pro Football Hall of Fame is in Canton, Ohio, I think that Green Bay with Lambeau Field is really the most revered NFL site because you play actual games there. They have the Packer Hall of Fame there, which is almost like a mini NFL Hall of Fame, considering Lombardi's involvement. And it's a really special place, especially since the Texans don't get to go there more than every 8 years.
Yeah, you know, you bring up the Hall of Fame. Aaron Rodgers will one day be in the Hall of Fame. And on Monday Night Football against the Eagles, he was an absolute surgeon, dicing those guys up, had a great performance. The Texans know they've got their hands full this weekend.
Yeah, incredible performance by Aaron Rodgers, considering he hurt the leg during the game. And even though he was on one wheel, basically, for much of the night, he still throws these laser-like passes. Can I say laser? Are we over that yet?
We're okay, yeah.
Maybe. But these laser-like passes that are so devastating, they don't run the football well, Drew, but they can throw it better than anybody in the league, or as well as anybody in the league, I should say, with quarterbacks like Tom Brady around. And they're very dangerous on offense.
Well, you know, they're throwing for 262 yards a game. I think we have to challenge people. I think I don't know if it's I think every week's different, John. So I don't want to analyze this week, that week, any other week, you know, talking about last week. I just think that we have to do a good job of mixing it up. We have to do a good job of, you know, basically not showing our hand and try to play hard, try to play clean. Try to play the way the game's being officiated early on. We've got a good official this game, Gene Steratore, be a good official. I have a lot of respect for Gene, but it's going to be a tough game. I mean, everybody's got to play well.
Mark Vandermeer is wearing some nice black leather shoes. I've got on brown leather shoes, but really, who cares? I could be wearing pink, and it wouldn't matter. However, Sunday, Packers, Texans, all around the league, really. Going to be some awesome footwear on the field for the NFL players.
Yeah, these players can wear cleats that promote causes that they want to bring attention to. This is rare in the NFL. Yeah. They don't usually get to do this kind of individual thing, but it's all for a good cause. So many different causes involved with your Houston Texans.
I chose the Ronald McDonald House for my cause. You know, it's something that, you know, I really have a soft spot for in my heart. You know, going back to college, I used to do children's hospital visits. You know, it's really something that puts life in perspective for you. You know, we're so fortunate. I say we, you know, the players in the locker room, the coaches, you know, we're so fortunate to be able to play this game for a living. And we're truly blessed for that. And then when you step into a children's hospital and you see what, you know, kids as young as a couple months, a couple days, a couple years, you know, I remember a specific girl, you know, she was 17 years old, she was a senior in high school, and all she wanted to do was go to prom, but instead she was battling for her life. And, you know, I just have so much respect and appreciation for those parents and those kids who are going through that hard time.
Yeah.
Can you tell a little bit about that story?
Oh, yeah. He passed away on April 4th, 2003, and lost a fight with leukemia. So just follow me growing up all the way, just remembering you know, the type of man he was, just following his footsteps. And, you know, get these cleats made, it means a lot. Good thing the NFL is letting us do this.
You know, different struggles. You know, we all been through different things in our lives, and, you know, this is just part of it, you know, and getting a chance to show the world, you know, what we represent. You know, everybody has a different cause, but for me, it's, you know, childhood cancer and women with breast cancer.
I think a lot of people know the story behind domestic violence and, you know, what I have to do to give to it. A lot of guys in here, they got a lot of things they care about, you know, not just football, but personal issues that they've dealt with in life. So, you know, when the NFL gave us this chance to do this, everybody jumped on it.
It was really nice working with the with the players, because each individual player had like their own taste. So some of them wanted to pop, some wanted to be more subtle, some of them had like, you know, very specific detailed instructions on how to do it. Some were very like, okay, just kind of do whatever it is that you wanted to do. So it was nice kind of using and mixing exactly what they wanted. So it was a nice organization, nice cause.
Product. Pretty great. I mean, you tell me.
I like it.
You did a great job. Mm-hmm.
These are nice.
You told them you wanted
them? Yeah. They did them exactly how I wanted them.
You know, a guy who has big feet, C.J. Fedorowicz, tight end for the Houston Texans, having a breakout season in his third year in the NFL. Really an integral part of this offense for Brock Osweiler and company.
Well, he told us before the season that he wanted to try to catch 40 balls. He's going to smash that mark. There's no question about it. He's been a very valuable weapon in this passing attack for Brock Osweiler. And DP Sidhu had a chance to catch up with CJ.
All right, CJ, as a group, as a tight end group, y'all have 83 catches, 804 yards, 5 touchdowns. So that's second in the NFL in catches, and more than 2014 and 2015 combined. So you've got to be pretty proud of yourself as a whole, your position group, and John Perry, all of you.
Absolutely. I didn't realize we were that high, but, yeah, you got to give a lot of credit to Coach Perry, Coach O'Brien giving the confidence in us to get us the ball. And, you know, I don't know what exactly it was the first 2 years, but I think we just – the confidence in catching the ball and just getting to know Brock a little bit. Yeah, it's just a lot. We're having a lot of fun out there, so it's awesome.
You must take a lot of pride in the fact that you're able to contribute so much to the receiving game out there.
Absolutely. You know, Coach O'Brien drafted me pretty high to be a dual threat tight end, and I think you know, the game's really slowing down for me. I'm really starting to understand both the running game and all the coverages you see in the NFL. And like I said, it's just going out there knowing that I'm catching a couple balls, it makes me want to work that much harder to keep, you know, getting those big yards.
Let's talk about your offseason heading into it. They had said they want to see more production for the tight ends. Bill O'Brien said it. So knowing that going into the offseason, you know, what's the thing you got to work on most? Is it understanding coverages? Is it just working on your hands? You know, what sort of things do you have to really
do? I don't think it's really working on my hands. I think it's just seeing defenses and getting the repetitions in practice, because, you know, I always feel like those first couple days in training camp, everything's flying, people are flying past you, you're kind of like, oh, we're back. And then the more reps you get, I feel like everything starts slowing down, you see, start thinking, seeing things better, you start reacting faster, and, you know, and, I mean, obviously you got to stay in good condition, keep working out in the off season. But I think just repetition in training camp and just slowly, the game gets slower and slower for you.
Why do you think you are getting the ball as much as you are? You seem to be terribly difficult to bring down for defenses.
Honestly, I don't
You're
know.
You're not a small guy.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. It's Brock. I feel like it all started with that Tennessee game. You know, Coach O'Brien came up to me and said, you got to make some plays today. You know, and like right there, I just clicked for me. I was like, I'm going to get the ball in. I caught that touchdown, and then I caught another one over the middle from Brock, and I feel like he got the confidence in me right there. And I don't know if I'm his favorite target or whatnot, but, you know, we're always on the same page, and it's awesome.
It doesn't hurt to do a little brown nosing, you know, to get a few more.
Yeah.
You said O'Brien said that he wanted a big game out of you. He's also talked about your toughness, and we're trying to remember all the games where you got hurt and then you came back and then you went back in when we thought you wouldn't go back in, but it seems to be a lot this year. Where do you get that toughness from, and what's kind of going through your mind when something like that happens to you in a game? Is it like this desperation that you have to get back in there?
Yeah, I don't know if it's toughness or just knowing. I just want to show that I will do anything for the team, and, you know, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and Coach O'Brien saying that about me, he's, you know, gotta have a lot of respect for me. Like I said, I don't want to lose what Brock has in me. I don't want to miss time and let him forget about me. So I'm gonna do whatever I can. Unless I'm, you know, something's broke, I really can't get back out there. I'm going to get back out there.
What about the tight end position? Aside from quarterback, do you think it's one of the toughest to master in this offense? I know you don't really, you haven't had to learn any other position, but it seems like there's a lot asked of you.
There's a lot to learn. I mean, you obviously got to know all the blocking schemes. You got to know all the routes, the protections. So you basically got to know what the receivers are all doing. You got to know what the O-line's doing. You got to know what the running backs, you know, where the running back's going to run. So, it's tough. You know, and then there's some routes you basically gotta, depending on the coverage, is what route you're gonna run. So you gotta read the safeties and the linebackers what they're doing. There's a lot, but I think it gives us a good opportunity to be successful because you have so many options.
What's the hardest part of your job you think to master at this level? Is it that? Is it reading the coverages?
For me personally, yes. It was the coverages just because there's so many different things that they do. In college, it's like it's either man or zone. Now it's like the whole different kinds of man, different kinds of zones, and just there's just so much more. And the speed, you got to react that much faster. And the blocking game, I had done that so much at Iowa, it just comes easy to me.
All right, Sunday you head up to Lambeau Field. Have you ever been to Lambeau Field, and what does it mean to play a big game like this?
Yeah, I mean, I'm from Chicago, so obviously I watched that rivalry, the Bears and the Packers all my life, so. I've never been to Lambeau, but I know how crazy the fans are. I've seen the games. A lot of my friends were Packers fans, so it's gonna be. I got a lot of people coming this weekend, and it's gonna be a lot of fun.
Maybe you'll try a Lambeau leap if you score.
Oh, that's
maybe not in opposing territory.
I don't want much beer spilled on me, especially 30-degree weather. So.
All right. Thanks so much. Best of luck, CJ.
Thank you.
C.J. Fedorowicz, along with Ryan Griffin and Steven Anderson, nice pass-catching tight end group along with their run block, and they got to continue to keep it going here in these final five games.
They sure do, and you know who else has to keep it going? Blitz. He's going to have his picks a little bit later, so will you. But coming up next, Dear Drew.